Amid America's monster flu season, tonight new CDC data showing an increasingly deadly toll, with now 19,000 deaths from the flu overall this season and 18 pediatric deaths reported just last week. While test positivity rates fell slightly, the vast majority of states reporting high or very high flu levels.
Definitely the most intense flu season in my career.
At Chicago's Rush University Medical Center, Dr. Nicholas Cozy says kids infected with the flu are getting secondary pneumonia infections, a combo typically reserved for older patients.
Kids are coming in with difficulty breathing. They're not able to drink. They're not able to eat. It's making their heart rate elevated.
Meanwhile, chaos rocking federal health agencies, with the CDC's wild to mild campaign promoting flu vaccines appearing to have been wiped from the agency's site. It comes roughly a week after famous vaccine skeptic RFK Jr. was sworn in as Health and Human Services Secretary. HHS saying in response to NBC News' questions about the firings, they're following the administration's guidance and taking action to support the president's broader efforts to restructure and streamline the federal government.
And Maggie, the country's health agencies are also now dealing with a growing measles outbreak in the Southwest. What's the latest?
Yeah, Lester, that's right. New state data shows Texas now has 90 confirmed measles cases. That number nearly doubling in the last week. And it comes on top of the 9 confirmed cases just across the state border in New Mexico.